안녕하십니까? 2021학년도 9월 고1 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2021학년도 9월 고1 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, citizens of Portland. This is Jerry Wilson, your mayor. As you know, Port Elementary School has opened, and it is so nice to hear the kids playing. To ensure the safety of the students at the school, we've been communicating with the New Jersey State Police and requested that they enforce speed limits in the area around the school. This is in response to the many complaints City Hall has received regarding excessive speeding, especially in front of the school. Please obey speed limits for the safety of the kids and your fellow citizens. Thank you for your cooperation. Stay safe and healthy.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Lily, what's wrong? Are you all right?
Oh, it's nothing.
Are you sure? You look pretty worried.
Actually, I said something mean to my sister, and I feel really bad about it.
What did you say to her?
I said she's the worst sister because she wore my favorite jacket again.
Geez, she must have been really hurt by that.
Yeah, but I told her not to wear my jacket a million times. She never listens.
Still, you should be more careful when you talk to someone close to you.
I know, but I was so angry.
People get hurt more easily when someone close to them says mean things.
Yeah, you're right. I'll apologize to her when I get home.
3번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hi, listeners. Now we have one person on the line. He has something special to share with us. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello? Wow, I'm surprised that I got through to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Jin, a high school student. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you, Jin. By the way, you left a message on our website, didn't you?
Yes. Today is my parents' 20th wedding anniversary. I wanted to honor them on the show.
I see. Are your parents listening now?
Yes, they listen to your show every day.
That's great. What is your message to your parents?
Mom and Dad, you're amazing parents. Happy anniversary to you both.
What a lovely message. Thank you for calling us today, Jin.
Thanks again for taking my call.
(4번) 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Tim. How's everything going with the festival?
Hey, Julie. It's going great. This is a picture of what our booth will look like.
What will people do at your booth?
They'll be asked to answer questions and be given snacks if they answer correctly.
Okay, that sounds good. I like the banner that says Guessing Time in the center.
Thanks. What do you think about the photos that are under the clock?
Great idea. What are you using the round table for?
We're going to put the snacks on it.
That makes sense. Then what about the globe on the floor?
It's for choosing countries. We're going to ask people geography questions.
That should be interesting. What's that crown on the left side?
That's a photo zone for all participants.
Cool. I can't wait for this year's festival.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Casey, how's everything coming along for Grandma's birthday this Sunday?
Hey, Dad. I wrote a card for her and got some decorations yesterday.
That's good.
Have you gotten anything for her yet?
I already bought a sweater. Can I help with decorating the living room for the party?
Clara will take care of that. Also, she's picking up a birthday cake.
Awesome. Your grandma will be so happy because you guys are going to make her birthday so special.
I hope so. What about food? What can we make for her?
How about grilled salmon sandwiches? She loves those.
Good idea, but I won't have time to handle that on my own.
Then I'll order salmon and vegetables online today.
Thanks, Dad. That's a big help.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi. How much is the ice cream?
It depends on the size. The small cup is $5, the medium is $10, and the large is $15. What size would you like?
I'll take 2 smalls and 1 medium.
Okay, what flavor would you like?
I'll take chocolate for all 3 cups.
Sounds good. Do you want any toppings on your ice cream? We have chocolate chips and crunchy nuts. Toppings cost $1 each.
Oh, yes. I'll have crunchy nuts only on the medium and nothing on the small cups.
Good choice. Do you need anything else?
No, that's it.
How would you like to pay? Cash or credit?
I'll pay with my credit card.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 헬스장 회원권을 연장하지 않은 이유를 고르시오.
Mom, I'm home.
Hi, did you go to the gym?
Yes, my membership ended today, but I didn't renew it.
Why? Does your shoulder still hurt?
No, my shoulder feels completely fine.
So, what's the problem? I thought you were enjoying exercising.
I was. It's actually been fun.
Then why didn't you renew your membership?
Well, the shower facilities at the gym are too old, and there's not enough space in the shower stalls.
I see. Why don't you check out the new health club nearby? It may be more expensive, but the facilities are probably a lot better.
Okay, maybe I should visit there tomorrow on my way home after school.
That sounds like a good plan.
Tour of Liberty University에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Bruce. I'm going to take a tour of Liberty University. Do you want to come?
Absolutely. That's one of the schools that I'm interested in. When is the tour?
There's one on October 3rd and another one on October 10th. They're both Saturdays. Which date is better for you?
October 10th is better for me. What will we do during the tour?
We'll get to see the campus in the morning, and then we'll meet with an admissions counselor in the afternoon. You can ask them questions about the admissions process when we see them.
Okay, then I should make a list of questions. I have a lot of things to ask them.
That's a good idea. Also, everyone who goes on the tour will get a free Liberty University t-shirt as a souvenir.
Really? That's cool. So how do I sign up for the tour?
You can sign up on their website.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much for telling me about it.
9번 그린 액션 포토 콘테스트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Are you taking actions to help the environment? Then, why don't you join our Green Action Photo Contest? As long as you are a resident of our town, you can be the winner. From September 1st until September 30th, 2021. You can upload photos of you participating in eco-friendly activities on social media. By tagging your photos with the hashtag #GreenAction, you can automatically participate in our contest. The maximum number of photos you can post is 5. The winner will be announced on October 4th. The prize for the winner will be delivered by October 11th. The winning photos will be posted on the town's website until the end of this year. Show us your green actions. No action is too small.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 주문할 롤링 카트를 고르시오.
Hey, Jessica. What are you working on?
Hey, I'm trying to order a new rolling cart for our school's library. Do you want to help me?
Sure. Let's see. How about this plastic one? It looks like it's easy to use.
Well, the cart we have now is plastic and it's not strong enough, so I'd prefer to buy one that's made of metal or wood.
That makes sense. Then let's get one that's made of metal or wood. What about the number of shelves?
I think it would be nice to have a cart that has at least 3 shelves.
That's a good idea. I would also recommend one that has lockable wheels because that makes it easier to control.
You're right. The one we have now doesn't have lockable wheels, so it's really hard to control.
I understand. That leaves us with these 2 options.
Well, we don't have much left in our budget. I can't spend more than $100.
All right, then this one would be the best choice.
Okay, then I'll order this one. Thanks for your help.
11번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Sean, is this your dog? He's adorable.
He's actually not my dog. I think he's lost, but I don't know what to do.
Oh, really? Look at the couple over there. It seems like they're looking for something.
12번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, we just wanted to see if we could still sit and order dinner.
I'm sorry, but the kitchen closes in 5 minutes, so we won't be able to serve you.
That's disappointing. What time do you open tomorrow?
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, ma'am. May I help you?
Yes, please. I just heard that my flight will be delayed for 6 hours.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, I know I have to check out of my room by 11, but that means I would be waiting at the airport for almost 8 hours.
I understand. That's a long time to sit around and wait.
Is it possible for me to stay in my room for a couple more hours until I leave this afternoon?
Let me check to see if the room is available. Luckily, ma'am, the room hasn't been booked for today.
Okay, then if I stay for a couple more hours, do I have to pay an additional charge?
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, James. Is everything okay? I heard there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Yeah, we had some really intense thunderstorms throughout the night. There was some damage.
Did anyone get hurt?
Thankfully, no. But there were a lot of fallen trees and the roads were blocked.
Oh my, that must have been scary.
Yeah, it was. Then the electricity went out while the roads were being cleared.
So you didn't have any power last night?
No, I couldn't turn on any lights or use any electronic devices, but it's okay now.
That must have been so frustrating. Is there anything you need help with?
Well, my basement is a mess. The water is up to my knees, and all of my stuff down there is wet.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 에밀리가 크리스에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Emily and Chris are classmates. Emily is making cookies when she gets a call from Chris. He says he is going to see a movie with his friends and asks if she can join them. She says that she would love to, but she can't go because her parents aren't home and she has to watch her younger brother. Chris suggests that Emily bring her brother with her to the movie. Emily explains to Chris that her little brother has homework to finish, so he can't go either. She wants to tell Chris that she has to look after her brother. In this situation, what would Emily most likely say to Chris?
Everyone
loves a good night's sleep, but for wild animals, finding the right time and place can be difficult. Whether it's staying safe, keeping warm, or remembering to breathe, animals have a lot to consider before they go to bed. As a result, they've come up with some clever and interesting solutions. To start with, bats sleep in caves while hanging upside down. Doing that not only keeps them away from enemies, but also means they are in the perfect position to fly away if necessary. Meanwhile, ducks sleep side by side in rows. The ducks on the outside of the rows sleep with one eye open to watch for danger, while the ducks on the inside sleep with both eyes closed. Giraffes require little rest, sleeping for only 5 minutes at a time, or as little as 30 minutes a day. They sleep in short intervals, sometimes sitting down or even standing up, so that they're ready to run. Finally, dolphins have to consciously think in order to breathe, even when they're sleeping. They only let part of their brain relax and keep one eye open as they sleep.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Everyone loves a good night's sleep, but for wild animals, finding the right time and place can be difficult. Whether it's staying safe, keeping warm, or remembering to breathe, animals have a lot to consider before they go to bed. As a result, they've come up with some clever and interesting solutions. To start with, bats sleep in caves while hanging upside down. Doing that not only keeps them away from enemies, but also means they are in the perfect position to fly away if necessary. Meanwhile, ducks sleep side by side in rows. The ducks on the outside of the rows sleep with one eye open to watch for danger, while the ducks on the inside sleep with both eyes closed. Giraffes require little rest, sleeping for only 5 minutes at a time, or as little as 30 minutes a day. They sleep in short intervals, sometimes sitting down or even standing up, so that they're ready to run. Finally, dolphins have to consciously think in order to breathe, even when they're sleeping. They only let part of their brain relax and keep one eye open as they sleep.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은?
(18번부터는) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.